Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 17. The old is inadequate for the new. Change is usually threatening, yet its results can be tremendous. Jesus has an encounter with disciples of John the Baptist, which was all about change. Our text in Matthew chapter 9 presents two sides of an accusation against Jesus' ministry. First, Jesus' disciples were criticized for breaking tradition. Verse 14. Then the disciples of John came to him saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" John's disciples were joining the Pharisees in criticizing Jesus, boasting of their own fasting and spirituality. They accused Jesus' disciples for lack of spiritual discipline. It had the potential of harming his cause. Luke chapter 5 and verse 33 implies that the true source of the questions was the Pharisees. Luke 5:33. It says, "Then the Pharisees," verse 30 actually, "said to him, 'Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink?'" Mark chapter 2 and in verse 18, the parallel passage reads, "The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came and said to him, 'Why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?'" They were not wrong to fast for spiritual blessings, preparation for the Messiah's coming, demonstration of repentance. But remember the Pharisee and the tax collector of Luke chapter 18? Well, in that passage, beginning with verse 9, Luke 18, "Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The Pharisees were just simply trying to sow some discord. John's disciples got used by them. Look at verses 11 and verse 14. When the Pharisees had a problem with Jesus, they brought it to his disciples. Verse 11. "And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?'" When Pharisees had a problem with his disciples, they brought it to Jesus. "Then the disciples of John came to him saying, 'Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?'" There's no reason to operate this way unless you're attempting to stir up trouble. But second, Jesus' disciples are defended for breaking ground. Verses 15 to 17. "And Jesus said to them, 'Can the friend of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins. Or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Not the time for fasting, Jesus is telling them. Jesus' disciples were friends of the bridegroom, and they're with him. Fasting was associated with sadness in a time of intense prayer. John was in prison. It was good for his disciples to fast. But with Jesus present, there's joy and not sorrow. John chapter 3, verse 29. John the Baptist's own words. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. The imagery is of a wedding party, celebration and rejoicing, but conditions change. Now there's joy. Later, it will be sorrow. Look at verse 15. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they'll fast. Fasting was an important part of the first century church of the New Testament. It was a routine part of seeking the Lord's guidance in ministry. It's not a time for old things. Jesus gave two illustrations to show that the old was inadequate. It was a new time which required a new perspective. New cloth is too much for old cloth to handle. A new piece of cloth will shrink some when it's washed, presenting a problem. It'll pull away and tear the cloth. The patch will end up doing more harm than any good. Trying to apply new covenant truth to old covenant Mosaic ceremony, new circumstances call for new practices. New wine is too powerful for old wineskins to hold. Animal skins were used for the fermentation process of wine because of elasticity. Fermentation builds pressure. An old stretched wineskin no longer has elasticity and will rupture, resulting in ruined wine and a ruined wineskin. The old ritual or wineskins of John the Baptist and the Pharisees were not fit for the new wine of the new covenant Jesus was bringing. New circumstances call for new practices. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Christians of all eras must pay attention to an important truth, and that is that the message of the cross remains unchanged, but the methods of ministry do change. What is effective in one era can be counterproductive in another. Evangelism methods, church growth strategies, music preferences, and worship styles. Listen, let me ask you, are you willing to make changes and seek to penetrate this world for Christ? Like the first church conquered the pagan Roman world. Open your spiritual eyes. See what God's doing. And join Him. You have a great day.